Today on Bob Benyart Live, we're continuing the Bob Benyart Peggy Lunin debate. They're going into depth on abortion in the third trimester. Peggy starts off by saying abortion is wrong after the point of viability, but then when pressed on the issue, she completely folds. We'll also see her completely deny evidence presented right to her. All of that and more right here on Bob Benyart Live. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am your host, Dominic Enyart. Today we are continuing the debate my father and predecessor had with Peggy Lunin. We've aired parts one and two of this debate the past 2 weeks, but today we are airing the third and final, the conclusion of the Bob Benyart Peggy Lunin debate. If you haven't listened to the first two parts, this will still be interesting on its own. But if you want to check those out, you can go to kgov.com. And on today's show summary, we will link to parts one and two of this debate. We've gotten a lot of great feedback for this debate. Now let's not waste any more time and let's jump right into it.
But Bob, the reasons then, go to the reasons for the third trimester. You're talking about women who testified before Congress, pro-life Republicans, who talked about the fetuses, the babies they wanted so badly, but were incompatible with life.
There is a wide range of reasons women give for having abortions at every stage.
If women's fetus threatens her health.
Warren Hernan Boulder charges, what is it, $18,000? For his latest term abortions. George Tiller.
I have no idea.
George Tiller and
Bob, you're not listening.
In Wichita,
you're not
Kansas,
listening 18. About, you're not listening.
Peggy,
about
yeah,
the
when
reasons
they,
women have
Peggy,
abortions in the third trimester when, and combine those with the statistics, and it will tell you that women don't walk in and say, I want an abortion today, and they're 9 months pregnant.
Peggy, there are all different reasons why women choose to have abortions. And when the abortionist gets $18,000 for a couple hours of work,
well, first
he's
of all,
like
I don't
a
buy
hitman.
$18,000, but that's...
You don't buy the price of the abortion?
I have no idea what Hearn charges, but...
Well, in Wichita, the most expensive ones are about $18,000.
You cannot sit there and ascribe that. That
no,
way, because
Peggy,
Peggy,
I'm saying there's a range of motives and reasons.
And they all
and you tell me I can't say that?
They all relate, Bob, to the health of the woman and or the health of the fetus.
No, there is, Peggy, there is a range of reasons why women will choose to end a pregnancy.
Not in the third trimester.
Well, that's...
That's what we're talking about.
Peggy,
right?
You'd have to claim...
Right now, that's what we're talking about.
Peggy, I think... If you just thought for a moment, that's an absurd claim for you to make. There is a range of reasons. Some women grow to hate the father. They hate the father. Or they say, you know what, I was raped. I don't want to continue with this. Or they lost their job. Or they decide they want to go to college. Or they're offered a job, and if they're pregnant, they can't take the job. There's a range of reasons that women give for having an abortion. And it's absurd for you to say it's only for help.
Not in the third trimester. I'm not going to let you get away with
well,
that.
Well, you're
one.
Wrong.
Not in the third trimester.
So all those reasons
tell us that.
Yeah,
and
you're wrong.
And the stories of women who've had third trimester abortions tell us that.
Okay, and Peggy, how many cases would you have to see of women who've had late-term abortions who give reasons other than health before you'd say, oh, yeah, I guess that does happen? How many would you have to see?
I'm telling you that if you look at the stories and the stats out there right now, Is there an abortion provider who's not an okay abortion provider? Yeah, we've got abortion providers out there who have been prosecuted for this and that.
When you get
and,
Peggy,
could
when
some
you,
of them do some of you
Peggy,
bet, but I'm telling you that the number and the stories of those third trimester abortions tell us that women are not using third trimester abortions for the reasons that you seem to lay out here.
Okay, and that's why I brought up the cost of those abortions, which you seem to not be interested in. When the abortionist can get $15,000, $18,000 to kill one third trimester abortion,
have you found a home in the Swiss Alps that Warren Hearn owns? Have you found that?
No, Peggy.
No,
when he could make that kind of money, he is tempted to do late term abortions.
Oh, please,
and women,
Bob.
And
now
women,
you're making,
Peggy,
now you're making
can
wild
I finish?
Accusations and assertions. I'm not going to let you get away with that. Don't do that. Don't
well,
go
no,
there. That's not right.
Peggy, it's part
you can't
of the.
Be a Christian, Bob, and say I can throw out those kind of accusations at whim.
It's part.
Not okay.
It's part of the Attorney General's case in the state of Kansas. I didn't make it up, Peggy. And you seem to not want to know or not want the audience to know that they're getting over $10,000 in late-term abortion clinics around the country to kill.
I have no idea what they get, Bob. I've never called and asked how much a late-term abortion
is. Well, you might find it interesting. And here's why it matters. In this issue, every abortion is the murder of an innocent child. But in this issue, the abortionist is motivated by money to kill those late-term babies.
I have no proof of that, Bob. You don't have proof. You're making an accusation, and you're going from A
Peggy,
to B without
been,
any proof. You
we,
are suggesting.
We have been calling Warren Hearn's office.
No, Bob,
we have been calling
yourself.
Warren.
You are suggesting that
Peggy for
you are
15 years.
That he is totally motivated
for,
by money.
No,
and
I didn't
I
say
do
totally.
Not buy that.
I didn't say totally motivated. And we've been calling Warren Hearn's office for 15 years, getting prices for late-term abortions. And 15 years ago, it was about $5,000.
Oh, he's charging X amount of money for a third trimester abortion. Therefore, he is nothing but grabbing money and money hungry.
No,
here.
No, 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 no.
You can't
no.
make that link.
Okay, I'm not saying that. I'm
yes,
saying
you are.
No.
Yes, you are.
In fact,
you absolutely are. You are suggesting that he is willing to do any abortion at any time in a pregnancy for any reason for money, and I'm telling you,
by the
you
way,
can't make that
Peggy,
assertion. You have no proof of that.
Peggy, my associate producer just gave me the latest figure. We have a mom call. We do this every so often. We have people call Warren Hearn's office. They schedule an abortion. This was a third trimester abortion, 36 weeks. And the price was $29,000 in Boulder, Colorado, to kill that baby. So here's my
So if I take you at your word,
Peggy,
so,
it's just the price of a service.
Here, Bob, if I take you at your
Peggy,
word,
Peggy, it's
the
price of a
right
service.
Here.
Call yourself.
Fine. I'm telling you, I take your word right now for the sake of this discussion right now. Even if that's true, you're suggesting that he would do an abortion at 36 weeks for any reason. Just for the money.
Okay.
And you can't make that assertion because you
okay.
don't have proof.
Okay. I'm not
going to
assert that right now. I'm not going to assert that. Let me go on with the rest of it.
That's exactly what you're asserting.
Let me go on with the rest of it. Women, even from your position, because they know the baby's past viability, it's a guilt issue to go in and kill a late-term baby. So if she gets a scholarship to a college she always wanted to go to, and she was pregnant and she was going to have the baby, but now she's been admitted. And she goes, what is she going to tell the Guttmacher Institute? Oh, I killed the baby for convenience? No, she's going to say it was a health issue because of guilt. And my point is this.
Well, Bob, now you're making another wild accusation.
Yeah,
that women,
I'm making an accusation. You're right.
You're making the
accusation. People lie about, people lie about the reasons.
And I can't believe you said that, Bob.
Yeah.
I can't believe you said
Here's
that.
Here's my accusation, that people lie to themselves and to others about the reasons why they do things. That's my accusation.
But Bob, you'd never read the stories. You don't know the stories, apparently, because
Peggy,
never talk about those stories. I'm telling you that I don't believe that women will make up those kind of stories.
And here's why you don't believe it. Because in your heart of hearts, you think it's wrong to kill that baby.
No, Bob. I don't make the decision of whether it's right or wrong. Each individual woman makes a decision about whether it's right or wrong. What I am concerned with is that we keep abortion legal so that it will be safe for women as a medical procedure, that we don't send it into the underground where babies still get killed,
Peggy
and where
Lunin,
we make absolutely no inroads whatsoever in reducing the number of abortions.
The reason,
that's where I'm at.
Peggy Lunin, the reason you just projected onto all women your belief that they would never have a third trimester abortion for anything other than health reasons, the reason you're projecting that onto all women, even in the face of some contrary evidence, is because you know in your heart of hearts it is wrong, it is shameful for that woman to kill that baby.
No, Bob.
Yeah, that's why. Otherwise, you wouldn't project that onto millions of women.
Absolutely not.
Okay,
individual women make that decision. I'm not going to make that decision
So let's end, Peggy, let's end with this then. if at a certain point you believe at the point of viability, it becomes wrong to kill the baby. Is that true or no?
No, what I believe is that Roe versus Wade gave us the state's
Peggy,
the right to
could you
and
answer?
Wait.
Yeah, that's obfuscating. You're obfuscating.
And I agree with that.
You're obfuscating.
Because I agree with that. I agree that we should make abortion illegal in the third trimester, except for the health and life of the woman. I absolutely agree with Roe versus Wade there.
Okay, except for the health and life of the mother.
Yes.
So if it's the health of the mother, right, and the baby is viable, and you could remove the baby, there's no medical problems with the baby.
Yeah, you know, Bob, here's the thing that maybe you don't understand because you're not a woman. Any woman who gets to the point at 9 months and she wants her baby very, very badly, and the doctor says to her, whatever her medical issue is, you've got a healthy fetus,
Let's
right?
say she has preeclampsia.
You've got a healthy fetus, and she has a problem that could kill her in a short order of time. Now, she decides, only she can decide with her family what she's going to do.
Peggy,
what's
in the third trimester, you have a C-section, so you don't kill the baby.
Bob, you can't have a C-section in 7th month necessarily. Do you understand that?
No, I don't. I was with Brian.
Oh, my goodness. I know you have children. For heaven's sakes, talk to an obstetrician. Until that uterine wall is thinned out enough, you could be putting a mother's life at terrible
no,
risk of
that's,
bleeding
that's
if you try to do a C-section before that uterine wall is thinned out.
All right, and Peggy,
I'm a
I think
of
you're
two.
Okay.
I got it.
That's the second thing we're going to post on our website. I'll give you a chance to retract that. Peggy, I think you're spreading false medical information for ideological reasons.
No, Bob,
would you,
it's absolutely
okay,
true.
Okay, let me make it clear. Peggy Noonan, are you saying that before the 7th month, a C-section is medically dangerous?
Yes, if you look at it, I've read the obstetrician's books. I've got them here.
All right.
They talk about when C-sections are dangerous and when they're not dangerous for women. You've got to understand that as the pregnancy gets closer and closer to that 40-week there, the uterine wall begins to thin out. And you can endanger a woman's life by doing a C-section before you've got a proper thinning of that wall, which is precisely why
Peggy,
you have a
Peggy, the people you're reading, Peggy, the people you're
you
reading,
have,
you could endanger someone's life by getting on an RTD bus. You endanger their life. So the people you're reading, if they have an axe to grind, do you take that into account? Are you reading Guttmacher?
No, I'm talking about obstetricians.
Okay,
I'm talking
all right.
about doctors, Bob.
And obstetrians are pro-choice,
you know,
or pro-life.
That would make sense. If you think about it, that would make, that's common sense, that there is a point in a pregnancy at which it's too dangerous to do a C-section. And there are circumstances of
right.
a woman's health that make that dangerous.
Well, I gave
if
you the chance.
If she's a bleeder, for example.
All right.
There are various, you're not a doctor, and so there are various medical conditions and times at which a C-section would not be appropriate
all right.
for her.
Peggy, I gave you a chance to withdraw that. You said, before the 7th month, C-section is medically dangerous, and you said, no, you're not going to withdraw that. So we'll document that also on our website. Okay, so...
Bob?
Yeah?
I don't know whether it's exactly the 7th month or somewhere in the 7th month, but I'm telling you
yeah.
that there is a point.
Okay, now let
you
me ask you this.
Put that in your website, Bob. Put this in your website.
All right.
There is a point at
all right.
which you can't do a C-section.
Okay, now let me ask you this, Peggy, because
Bob,
I...
That makes
Peggy,
that makes
so
sense.
Let's
and
go beyond that point.
Not to know that is just beyond me.
So, Peggy, let's go beyond that point, okay? We're at the point where, that for the woman's health reasons, she wants to terminate the pregnancy, and it is not a health risk to her to do a C-section. Is it wrong for her to decide to abort the baby, to kill the baby?
Mom, I don't know any woman who wants...
That's not my question, because
no,
women have all kinds of desires.
I'm telling you, I don't know any woman who wants her baby, and if the doctor says to her, if we can hold off for another 2 weeks, we could probably get away with
no,
a C-section.
No, this woman doesn't
and
want the baby
says,
anymore.
Let's
this
hold
woman
off
is
for
depressed.
For as long as we can,
Peggy,
before you absolutely think my
right.
life is in danger.
Peggy, this woman is depressed because her husband's having an affair with her best friend. She's in the 9th month, and she wants, and she's in depression.
And
she's
I'm telling
sick.
You, I don't know any doctor who would do that.
Okay, so should she be allowed? You're saying if it's not a danger to do a C-section, should she be allowed? Should it be legal for her to kill the baby?
it to be legal for her to kill the baby
if
when?
If it's safe to do a C-section for her and for her health reasons, it's safe to do a C-section and we could remove the baby. Should it be legal for her to kill it?
That's a birth. That's not an abortion.
I know. That would not be an abortion. Yes. Should it be legal?
Why would she want an abortion then? If she could deliver a healthy baby and without endangering her life, at the earliest they could do a C-section, why wouldn't she do that?
I'm not asking why wouldn't she. I'm asking you to answer this direct question. Should it be legal for her to kill that baby?
No, Bob, I just told you, Roe versus Wade said we could step in.
I don't care about Roe versus Wade.
Roe versus Wade said we could step in and the third trimester right. after viability and protect fetal life. 42 states and the District of Columbia have laws on the books that do just that, and I support that.
All right, Peggy, I'm asking you is, should it be legal if she wants to kill that baby? Late in the ninth trimester, a C-section is safe. Should she have the right to kill that baby?
Under Roe versus Wade,
no,
the state under, laws that exist, she does not.
Under your belief system, should she
have
the right?
I don't have a belief system. I'm representing life and liberty for women.
Under their
life
belief
system. Life
and
liberty system. For women supports Roe versus Wade, and Roe versus Wade and the states that have laws on the books right now would say that's not okay.
Well, some states say it's not okay. Others say it is okay. So would you lobby, for example, the state of Colorado to outlaw these late abortions?
No, Bob.
And here's why. And here's why, Peggy.
Look, Bob, Roe versus Wade has already stipulated exactly what we can and can't
right,
do, and I
Peggy,
support that.
And here's why, okay? Would you let me psychoanalyze you for a moment?
Okay?
You just said that you believe after viability it's wrong to kill the baby, but in Colorado...
No, Bob, I'm not making a judgment as to whether it's wrong.
Right,
that's
so,
not my place.
So,
what I'm telling
right,
you
and here's why,
that,
Peggy...
That
Peggy.
What I'm telling you, Bob, is that when we're talking about the public policy and balancing the right to life and liberty here of woman and fetus, I agree that viability is a great place to balance that right to life and liberty.
Okay, and I want to establish right now that you are deceiving yourself. Because after viability, then if you killed the baby, it's wrong. I guess it'd be murder. But you don't care if in Colorado we continue the legal, legitimized killing of third trimester babies. You don't care, Peggy. And the reason you don't care is you're trying to live your life divorced from God being your creator and from having an accountability to God.
Bob, I want a woman in a third trimester who has health issues that threaten her health and life, or a fetus that's incompatible with life that threatens her health and life, to have the right to a legal abortion. It's exactly what I want
and,
for her.
And what if there is, just what if there is one, only one abortionist who would do it for $30,000? He doesn't care the reason. And what if the mother wants to do it because she was offered a job in a movie? And what if that's the situation and it's in the ninth trimester?
You have that situation, Bob?
I want to know what if, because murder happens...
Bob,
Peggy,
you don't
murder
have any
happens
proof
for...
that any doctor in this country will do that.
Okay, but if there was one,
Bob,
would you stop them by law?
You don't have proof that any doctor in this
you,
country
you don't
would
know
do
that.
That.
You don't know that, Peggy. You don't
I'm
know that.
I'm telling you that there's no
if,
reputable
if the Attorney General's case
who would do that. So your question is moot.
If the Attorney General's case in Kansas is valid, we do have that
we'll
proof.
We'll see. I'm telling you, I read some of her testimony, and I listened to what she had to say in that testimony, and I'm not sure I buy that at all, Bob.
Did George Tiller ask women to deliver their dead babies in toilet bowls as a general form of his practice? Do you know? Do you care?
Do I care? Well, of course I care, Bob, but
okay.
Do I know? And I don't think you know either.
Yeah, no, I think I do, because women have been testifying to that effect for years.
I'm telling you.
Women who've had abortions there.
And I'm telling you that I don't believe her testimony. And I'll tell you why I don't believe her testimony. Because it is not beyond the realm. We don't trust each other, Bob. You don't trust the pro-choicers. I don't trust the pro-lifers. And it's not beyond pro-life to put lies out there
in order
to make their point. You can go on my website and look at the pictures that you people use and how they lie.
Peggy, of course it's not.
Get on my
it's not unlike
that,
either
and
side
of. You know what they say to me? Oh well, so what? So what?
Peggy, of course it's not unlike any side to lie about any issue.
Sure. So I'm telling you, I don't. I'm going to let things shake out there, but I don't believe what I read in her testimony.
Well, just think of this: if that one woman's story is true, then it's true. And of the most well-known abortionists in the whole country.
If her story were to be true.
Yeah.
Of the most well-known abortionists. If you've got an abortion provider and things like that are happening, go get them. Go get the abortion provider. But that doesn't mean you go make abortion illegal.
Peggy, here's how I believe if you go back and listen to this show, you will see you've been a hypocrite. Because you have said that viability is the issue. Before viability, it's fine. After viability, it's wrong. But in Colorado, Peggy Lunan does not want there to be any post-viability law. So even on your standard, which is very wobbly, there is no murder of an unborn child.
If you could show me a need in the state for a post-viability law, that would be fine. We have yet, when that approach was tried, when they tried to put a law through on a post-viability abortion here, what they couldn't prove is that we needed it, is that we had abortions going on after viability that weren't for the health and life of the woman, and there was absolutely no proof that anti-abortion people could come up with. It wasn't a law that was needed. Now, you want to show me there's a need for that law?
All right, Peggy.
Your side has never been able to show a need in the state of Colorado for that law.
To close this conversation, if that's right with you, I support male circumcision. You know, I could tell people how it's performed. A woman is pregnant. She goes to Planned Parenthood. Her fetus is sucking his thumb. He's at that stage of development. Could you describe how that baby is then aborted?
Why?
Medical information for the public.
Why would I want to do that? They can get on
the baby is sucking his thumb
website and read about that.
The baby is sleeping. He's dreaming. His brain waves are alpha, beta.
Are we talking about a first trimester abortion here?
Yes, first trimester abortion, brain waves, alpha, beta, when he sleeps.
And anybody can get on the internet and find exactly what sonograms look like in that time period. I would advise them to do that.
The baby is sucking his thumb. Could we end the show by you explaining how Planned Parenthood kills that baby?
Well, Bob, that's out of what we were talking about. I will tell you to go to Planned Parenthood's website, and they describe perfectly for you what the abortion procedures are.
Could you do that to end the show? That baby.
That's what I'm telling you. You can go to Planned Parenthood and get that description, Bob, because I certainly don't have it in front of me.
Peggy, when we say goodbye to each other, I'll explain to the audience how they do that.
Well, be my guest, Bob, if that's what you want to do.
Okay.
But now one last question for you, Bob.
Yes.
You said that abortion is murder and you would support. Am I right? So I can put this on my website.
Yes.
You will support, when we criminalize abortion again, you will support putting women in prison or sending them to death row. That's the state they live in. You will support that.
Yes. At Bob and Yurt Live, Denver Bible Church, we support recriminalizing abortion. Abortion is murder. And murderers should be punished, yes.
And so women and teenagers will be punished.
Well, millions would be saved from killing their own kids.
But they will be punished.
They should be punished if you kill your child.
Okay.
All right, Peggy. I'll answer the question you wouldn't answer. Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
Okay. That was Peggy Lunan, the founder and executive director of Life and Liberty for Women, and that's also the name of their website. And she wrote this op-ed piece for the New York Times back in 2003, and it's really astounding, the symmetry, the parallel with our efforts. The headline is "Don't Compromise on Abortion," and she writes in this piece, "Don't sacrifice principles. Don't operate from a place of compromise rather than from a place of strength." That's amazing, isn't it? And she says her point in here is that the whole abortion issue is about rights. It's all about rights. And that's why she was getting upset with the National Abortion Rights Action League, because they changed their name to Pro-Choice America. And she said, "Don't you know it's about rights? Rights is our, that's our principles. That's our foundation. So I asked Peggy, where do those rights come from? And she had a very difficult time answering. Her only possible answer was the consensus of the culture, but then she pointed out that some cultures are wrong and they need to be corrected to better the rights of women, like if they don't have the right to have an abortion. And so obviously she doesn't believe that rights come from the culture. She thinks that cultures can sometimes be wrong, admitting there's a standard above that culture. But she won't acknowledge that that standard is God, who created us and gave us our right to life. And so therefore, whether or not we outlaw the killing of children past viability in Colorado, she's not going to worry about that. She said that's the standard. That's the important standard right there. Okay, it's legal in Colorado to kill babies past viability. I don't care. No sweat off my back. I'm not going to lose sleep over that tonight. I just believe in the goodness of human beings, and Warren Hearn could not be tempted for $30,000 to do an abortion for some woman for other than the most noble of reasons. So that baby who's in the first trimester and he's sleeping, he's dreaming, he's sucking his thumb, he's playing with his toes, what is it? What is it that Planned Parenthood does to kill that baby? Well, it's called a suction aspiration abortion. And Peggy Noonan was obviously ashamed to describe it to the audience. The abortion industry typically tries to hide what they do. And what they do is go into the uterus with a suction tube, like a vacuum cleaner, and they move it in the uterus, and they typically grab onto a limb first, an arm or a leg. And if you're in the room, you'll hear the vacuum cleaner start to whir more loudly. It's like taking your home vacuum cleaner and you get a sock stuck in it. And you hear the motor churning and whining. And so they get an arm or a leg in the suction tube and it rips off. And they ripped off the baby's leg. And the baby's heartbeat starts going 200 times a minute. And the baby obviously is in extreme panic. And then they get another leg and an arm. And eventually they rip the chest apart and they kill the baby. That's how Planned Parenthood, that's how Peggy Noonan's rights are upheld, by killing a baby. That's the tragedy. We thank you for tuning in to Bob Enyart Live.
Wow, what a great debate between Bob Enyart and Peggy Noonan. Bob Enyart, my father, he told me one time that the key to winning debates, one thing that can give you a little bit of an edge in debates, is that if you're right, you have an advantage in the debate. And on the pro-life side, we certainly are right, which definitely helps win the debate. Also, remember on the show a while back, I was saying that the left, they love to use moral arguments, and that is why they are so persuasive and they win the debate and they bring more people to their side. Here in this debate, we see Bob use moral arguments, and Peggy tries to go to the practical, but the practical never changes minds. It's always the moral that changes minds. So if you're in a debate and you want to change minds, remember to use moral arguments and not practical arguments. I'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same place, and on Wednesday. On Thursday, we have Theology Thursday. Then on Friday, we have our fan favorite Star of Bethlehem Christmas show that all should be a lot of fun. I hope to see you at Agape Kingdom Fellowship this Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Merry Christmas, and this is Dominic Enyart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.